Madani News. Do you know what Dini work Dawat-e-Islami is doing? Find out by watching Madani News. Find out by watching Madani News.
الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی سید المرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا نور اللہ Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami and these are the headlines.
May Dawat Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity, Ya Rab.
Amir al-Sunnah sends a condolence message upon the death of various people, expresses commiserations. Amir al-Sunnah offers dua for the forgiveness of the departed, urges the bereaved families to be patient. The head of Pakistan Mushawarat holds a meeting with Finance Department at Faizan-e-Madina, Faisalabad. Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari reviews the performance of the department, sets future goals for the Islamic Brothers, also holds separate meetings with the administrators of Madrasat-e-Madina and Jamaat-e-Madina in Faisalabad. Maulana Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi travels from South Africa to Mauritius to promote religious activities, arrives at the Port Louis Mauritius International Airport. The representatives welcome him, meet with him. The first graduation Ijtima will be held by Jamaat-e-Madina International Affairs on 18th November after Isha in Mauritius. The heads of the students finishing Darsi Nizami and Hifz will be graced with Imama and certificates will also be presented in this Ijtima. Rukneshwar Haji Junaid Attari Madani takes part in religious activities during his journey in Africa. A Sunnah-inspired Ijtima is held with respect to Gyarwin Sharif in Vakuas, Phoenix, Mauritius. People related with various walks of life and other devotees of the Prophet participate. Rukneshwar delivers a Sunnah-inspired bayan.
Let's now have a look at the details and inform you that Amir al-Sunnat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadir Rizavi offered dua for the forgiveness of the departed, paid condolences to the bereaved families, urged them to be patient, and also presented Madani pearls.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم النبيين. آسمان و زمین کیوں روتے ہیں؟ حضرت سیدنا ابو عبید رحمۃ اللہ علیہ بیان کرتے ہیں جب مسلمان کا انتقال ہوتا ہے تو زمین کے مختلف گوشے یعنی کونے یوں پکار اٹھتے ہیں، اے اللہ، ایمان والا بندہ فوت ہو گیا. بس آسمان و زمین اس پر روتے ہیں. اللہ پاک ان دونوں سے ارشاد فرماتا ہے، تم میرے بندے پر کس وجہ سے روئے؟ وہ عرض کرتے ہیں، اے ہمارے رب، وہ بندہ ہمارے جس گوشے یعنی کونے کنارے سے بھی گزرا تیرا ذکر کرتے ہوئے گزرا. حوالہ الزہد لابن المبارک، پیج نمبر 41، حدیث نمبر 161. انا للہ و انا الیہ راجعون. میں تمام سوگواروں سے تعزیت کرتا ہوں اور صبر ہمت سے کام لینے کی تلقین. الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی خاتم النبیین یا رب المصطفیٰ جل جلالہ وصلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. یا غفار الذنوب، اے گناہوں کی مغفرت فرمانے والے رب غفار، ان کے تمام چھوٹے بڑے چھپے ظاہر جانے انجانے ہونے والے گناہ معاف فرما.
اللہم آمین.
الہ العالمین، انہیں اپنے جوار رحمت پہ جگہ نصیب فرما.
اللہم آمین.
یا رب العالمین، اے تمام جہانوں کو پالنے والے، ان کی قبر جنت کا باغ بنے.
اللہم آمین.
رحمت کے پھولوں سے ڈھکے، تحت نظر وسیع ہو جائے. یا اللہ پاک، تمام سوگواروں کو صبر جمیل اور صبر جمیل پر اجر جزیل مرحمت فرما.
اللہم آمین. بجاہ خاتم النبیین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہے، گناہوں سے پاک سنت و بری زندگی گزارے، دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہے. ذہن نصیب مرحوم کے اصال ثواب کے لیے اللہ رب العزت کے دیے ہوئے مال میں سے مسجد بنا دیجئے یا مسجد کی تعمیر میں حصہ ہی لے لیجئے. صلی اللہ علیہ محمد.
At Faizan-e-Madina, Faisalabad, the head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari held a meeting with Finance Department at Faizan-e-Madina, Faisalabad and reviewed the performance of the department. Moreover, he held separate meetings with the administrators of Madrasat-e-Madina and Jamaat-e-Madina in Faisalabad.
A meeting was held for Finance Department at the Madani Merkez Faizan-e-Madina in Madina Town, Faisalabad, in which Rukneshwar and Head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari reviewed the performance from the Islamic Brothers and provided further guidance to the representatives. Rukneshwar and Head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari conducted a meeting for the administrators of Madrasat-e-Madina of Faisalabad in Faizan-e-Madina, Faisalabad. The administrators presented performance of telethon. Moreover, the Head of Pakistan Mushawarat appreciated the Islamic Brothers who showed notable performance. He met with students and their parents and motivated them them to take an active part in the telethon campaign. Rukneshwar and head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari conducted a meeting for the administrators of Jamaat Madina Faisalabad. During the meeting, the administrators presented the current performance of telethon, upon which the head of Pakistan Mushawarat encouraged the Islamic Brothers. Rukneshwar and head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari also motivated the administrators of Jamaat Madina to meet with the guardians of students and others and motivate them to take part in telethon.
Let's take our viewers to Mauritius, Africa, where a graduation ijtema is going to be held by Jamaat Madina International Affairs on 18 November. To participate in it, Muballigh Dawat Islami from South Africa, Maulana Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Muddassilul Ali, arrived in Mauritius, where the representatives welcomed him. Muhammad Tariq Attari Madani has more details in his report.
The very first time a graduation ijtema is going to be held under Jamaat Madina International Affairs in Port Louis, Mauritius, for which Rukneshwar Haji Junaid Attari Madani has reached Mauritius, and Muballigh Dawat Islami Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi also visited Mauritius, where the head of Mauritius, students and teachers of Jamaat Madina and the representatives of Dawat Islami welcomed him at the international airport of Port Louis, and meeting was also held. Upon the arrival at the airport, Muballigh Dawat Islami Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi told Madani News regarding the ijtema going to be held on 18th November.
We are here to see the display of the acceptance of dua of Amir Ahl Sunnat. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein ae daawat islami teri dhoom machi. It is said there isn't daawat islami, which means everywhere in the world you will find daawat islami. We are in Mauritius. We just arrived. Mauritius is an island. People come to see the beauty of this island. But Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami comes here to propagate deen, to spread the message of Quran and Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, a beautiful Jamiatul Madina, Darul Uloom, is operating from Mauritius. Students are coming and they're studying to become Alim-e-Deen, they're studying to become Hafiz-ul-Quran, they're studying to become Qari of Quran. And there's a great production of Muballigheen as well. A lot of courses are taking place. So I invite all of you, especially the people who live in Mauritius, to join this beautiful graduation ceremony on the 18th of November, which is on Friday, and this would be after Isha Salat. Join us and be blessed and be inspired. Bring your young children as well. Maybe they will be inspired and become Alim-e-Deen one day and Hafizul Quran one day. So wherever in the world you are, stay in touch with Dawat Islami. Travel in Madani Qafilas and keep watching Madani channel.
Let's give you more news from Mauritius, Africa, where a Sunnah-inspired ijtema was held by Dawat Islami with respect to Gyarmi Sharif, during which Rukneshwar Haji Junaid Attari Madani delivered a Sunnah-inspired bayan amongst the people related with various walks of life and other devotees of the Prophet. Let's watch the visuals in this Madani news.
To promote and spread Sunan, Rukneshwar Haji Junaid Attari Madani visited Mauritius. Meanwhile, a Sunnah-inspired ijtema was held at a community hall with respect to Gyarmi Sharif, in which people related with various walks of life, devotees of Rasool and representatives of Dawat Islami participated. After Tilawat Naat was recited. On this occasion, Manqabat-e Ghaus-e Paak was recited. Thereafter, Rukneshwar Haji Junaid Attari Madani delivered a Sunnah-inspired bayan and described various aspects of the life of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayh and motivated the participants of the ijtema to take part in religious activities.
Khuda ke fazl se ہم پر ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا، خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا، ہمیں دونوں جگہ میں گئے سغارا غوث اعظم کا، میرا
گدائے غوث اعظم،
میرا
گدائے غوث اعظم.
At the end of the istima, Salatu Salam was recited and dua was offered.
At Samnabad Town, Lahore, Rukneshwar Haji Apu Raza Tari delivered a sunnah inspired bayan during a mehfil e naat held at a private school. Besides this, with respect to the telethon campaign, Rukneshwara met with the representatives and other Islamic brothers at Aziz Bhatti town and motivated them to collect maximum units.
A mehfil e naat was held at Qaid-e-Azam Academy under Education Department at Samnabad Town, Lahore, in which DG of Education Department, teachers, staff and officials of other departments, head of Samnabad Town and other representatives participated. Rukneshwara Haji Yafur Raza Tari delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan on the seerah of the Holy Prophet and motivated the participants to act upon the sunan. In the end, Salatu Salam was recited, moreover dua was offered. The participants expressed their views to Madani News. Here,
Haji Yafur Raza Tari has
بہت سی نئی چیزیں سیکھنے کو ملی اور نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے عقیدت اور زیادہ الحمدللہ آج بڑی ہے. تو آپ نے بہت پیارا بیان کیا اور دعوت اسلامی کے بارے میں بتایا.
دعوت اسلامی کے مجلس شورا کے رکن حاجی غفور عطاری صاحب آئے، ان کا بیان ہوا اور انشاءاللہ آئندہ بھی وہ یہاں پر آتے رہیں گے اور ان کا بیان سنتے رہیں گے اور مجھ سے مستفید ہوتے رہیں گے.
Rukneshwar Haji Yafur Raza Tari met with the participants and presented books and booklets of Maktabat al-Madina to them. On the other hand, Rukneshwar Haji Yafur Raza Tari met with representatives of Jamaat al-Madina, Madrasat al-Madina and Dawat Islami with respect to telethon campaign in Aziz Bhatti town and motivated them to give maximum donations in telethon.
At the Madina Merkez Faizan Madina Gulshan Hadith, Rukneshwar Haji Muhammad Amin Attari Madani Kafla delivered a sunnah inspired bayan during an istima held to donate virtues. Moreover, Rukneshwara provided guidance to the representatives of Garab town regarding the telethon.
An istima was held to donate virtues with respect to the 48-day funeral rites of late Muhammad Vilayat Attari at Faizan-e-Madina Masjid in Gulshan-e-Hadid, Karachi, in which family of the deceased, representatives of various departments of Dawat Islami and others participated. Rukneshwara Haji Muhammad Amin Attari Madani Kafla delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan and offered dua. Thereafter, Rukneshwara Haji Muhammad Amin Attari provided guidance to the representatives of Garab town with respect to the telethon campaign and motivated them to meet maximum Islamic brothers and to submit maximum units in the telethon.
During his visit to Sindh, Rukneshwara Haji Muhammad Athar Attari met with the people related with various walks of life and businessmen in Tandolayar and Shahdadpur and presented an introduction to the departments of Dawat Islami. Besides this, he delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan at district and session court in Tandolayar. Let's learn more in this Madani News.
Rukneshwara Haji Muhammad Athar Attari met with traders as well as other Islamic brothers in Tandolayar and presented an introduction of various departments of Dawat Islami. Rukneshwara informed the Islamic brothers about telethon and motivated them to give maximum donations, upon which many Islamic brothers expressed good intentions. Rukneshwara Haji Muhammad Athar Attari met with political and social people including the owner of the school, Muhammad Ali Muin, SDM, and while presenting an introduction of various departments of Dawat Islami, informed them about religious and welfare activities. Rukneshwara motivated the Islamic brothers to serve the religion and to take part in the religious and welfare activities wholeheartedly. A mehfil e naat was held under Lawyers Coordination Department in District and Session Court Tandolayar, in which judges, lawyers and Islamic brothers participated. Haji Muhammad Athar Attari delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan and informed the participants about religious and welfare activities and motivated them to serve the religion.
Officers and officials from government institutions recently visited the Global Madni Merkez Faizan-e-Madina in Karachi, where they were given a tour of various departments at Faizan-e-Madina and informed about the global religious and welfare activities.
We are calling upon you, Allah, for the sake of Medina. We are calling upon you, Allah.
Secretary Special Persons Department Hadi Bakhsh Kalhoro, Additional Secretary Health Department Dr. Liaqat Ali Bhatti, Additional Commissioner Karachi Abdul Qadir Abbasi and others visited the Global Madni Merkez Faizan-e-Madina, where the Head of Public Relations Department welcomed him and told them about religious activities and showed Madni Channel as well as other departments and informed them about religious activities. The Head of Public Relations Department informed the Honorable Guests about the religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami carried out on a global level, upon which they appreciated the efforts of Dawat Islami and shared their views with Madani News.
Maine mukhtalif department dekhe to mujhe badi khushi hui ke islami taleem jo hai bade modern tarike se jadid tarike se di ja rahi hai aur puri duniya mein bhi di ja rahi hai sirf pakistan mein nahi iske alawa yahan jo research center hai us par bada kafi kaam ho raha hai kitabon ke tarjme ho rahe hain
aaj hame daawat islami ke markaz mein ایسی چیزیں دیکھی ہیں جو دین سے ریلیٹڈ مگر وہ ماڈرن جس میں ایک غریب سے امیر تک وہ سب دینی اسلام دینی اور اسلامی تعلیم جو ہے وہ لے سکتا ہے آج کل جو دنیا میں چل رہا ہے اس کے حساب سے دعوت اسلامی کا ایک بہت بڑا کام ہے
On this occasion, the representatives of Personalities Coordination Department Karachi were also present.
At the end, let's listen to an audio message of Amir Al-Sanat in which he inquired about the health of various people upon their ailment, offered dua for their recovery and also presented Madani polls.
نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم النبيين نیکیوں میں کمی پر افسوس حضرت سیدنا ابراہیم بن آدم رحمت اللہ علیہ فرماتے ہیں کہ ایک عبادت گزار شخص بیمار ہو گیا تو ہم اس کی عیادت کے لیے اس کے پاس گئے وہ لمبی لمبی سانسیں لے کر افسوس کرنے لگا میں نے پوچھا کس بات پر افسوس کر رہے ہو جواب دیا اس رات پر جو میں نے سو کر گزاری اور اس دن پر جس دن میں نے روزہ نہ رکھا یعنی نفل روزہ نہ رکھا اور اس گھڑی پر یعنی اس وقت پر جس میں اللہ پاک کے ذکر سے غافل رہا الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی خاتم النبیین یا رب المصطفیٰ جل جلالہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم یا شافی الامراض اے بیماریوں سے شفا دینے والے ان کی بیماری دور کر گئے انہیں صحت و راحت و عافیت و عبادت و ریاضت و دینی خدمتوں اور سنتوں بھری طویل زندگی عطا فرما یا رب باری یہ بیماری یہ تکلیف یہ پریشانی ان کے لیے گناہوں کا کفارہ ترقی درجات کا باعث جنت الفردوس میں بے حساب داخلے اور جنت الفردوس میں تیرے پیارے پیارے آخری نبی مکی مدنی محمد عربی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کا پڑوسی بننے کا ذریعہ بن جائے اے اللہ پاک انہیں در در کی ٹھوکروں اسپتالوں کے پھیروں ڈاکٹروں کی بھاری بھاری فیسوں اور مہنگی مہنگی دواؤں کے خرچوں سے نجات عطا فرما اللہم آمین بجائے خاتم النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم لا باس طہور انشاء اللہ لا باس طہور انشاء اللہ لا باس طہور انشاء اللہ گھبرائیے نہیں یہ بیماری انشاء اللہ الکریم گناہوں سے پاک کر دے گی ایک بہت پیارا روحانی علاج پیش کرتا ہوں یا سلام 111 بار پڑھ کر اپنے اوپر دم کر لیجئے اور جو خود نہیں پڑھ سکتا اس پر پڑھ کر دم کر دیجئے انشاء اللہ الکریم صحت و شفا حاصل ہوگی شفا حاصل ہونے تک وظیفہ جاری رکھیے یہ روزانہ ایک بار کرنا ہے اور پڑھ کر اپنے اوپر دم کرنے کے ساتھ ساتھ پانی پر دم کر کے بھی پلایا جائے گھر کے تمام افراد کی خدمتوں میں عرض ہے کہ نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہیں گناہوں سے پاک سنت و بری زندگی گزاریں دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہیں
صلی اللہ علیہ محمد
Dear viewers of Madani channel, you have been watching the Madani News of Dawat Islami. Please fill the booklet of pious deeds. We will be back with more, inshallah, azawajal. For more information and previous news, visit dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani channel. We will neither commit nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah, azawajal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Madani News, do you know what deeni work Dawat-e-Islami is doing? Find out by watching Madani News. Find out by watching Madani News.